Coach Williams is going to give you an update on his situation in the locker room, and then he's going to go back to the locker room, and Coach Robinson will stay and talk about the game, okay? If you let Coach Williams tell you.
As Steve said, basically what I want to do is just tell you I'm alive, I'm kicking, I'm not well mentally. I've had some vertigo attacks over the last 17 or 18 years. This is the first time I've really had one during a game. It's called benign positional vertigo. I've been diagnosed at Lawrence Memorial Hospital in Kansas, Mayo Clinic in Rochester, and Chapel Hill Hospital, all three. I don't know that the doctors really care that much about me. I just think they don't want me to die on their watch. The referee, when Isaiah was driving down, I thought Isaiah had gotten fouled, and I said something to the referee, and I didn't respond correctly to his response because I sort of swirled around, and when I whirled around, that's when it hit. And when I say benign positional vertigo, it's exactly what it is. Every attack that I've had is when I jerk my head quickly, and the little, I call them rocks because my head's full of rocks. Rocks in my middle ear. One of the pebbles gets out of the train, out of the alignment. It bounces around on your inner ear, and that's what causes the imbalance. And our trainer had two of the pills that I take when something like that happens, and I did. And I was able to throw up a little bit. I thought I'd throw up really a lot because that's usually what happens. But I just can't tell you how happy I am for my team and for Coach Robinson. I promised him this was not Hoosiers. I didn't really get thrown out to see if he was tough enough. But he did a great job with CB and Hubert and Brad. And it was a tough time sitting back there getting replays and getting text messages. I'd made the decision that if we had lost, I was going to get back out there because I was going to sit there with my team. But if we'd won, I was going to stay out of the way. And so I was off the court the last 45 seconds, just 40 or 50 feet. And I couldn't be happier for my team. I couldn't be happier for Steve. 28 years ago, we had a two-hour meeting. I decided I was going to hire him. And he's been like a brother to me for 21 years. And if I'd thought it would have worked, I might have done the Hoosiers idea, but I didn't think of it. But he's like a brother to me, and he coached his buns off tonight, and my kids played their rear end off, and I was very concerned because I didn't want to be a distraction. But I'll be fine. Not dead yet. I'll let the guy talk to you that did the work, not me. Thank you. Oh, and one thing. I really felt like it was important for me to come back out so I could shake Jimmy's hand because I felt sorry for my being a distraction. And I definitely would have been out there to shake his hand if we had won because he's a great young man and a big-time coach who's fighting through a tough situation. But I wanted to at least say hello and congratulate him and tell him I was sorry for being a distraction. You're all right, big fella.
Certainly, I think you have to give Boston College credit. They played a tremendous game. They played hard. They made shots. They competed. They were excited into the game. And, our players, we picked it up in the second half, and we competed a lot better than we did in the first half and did a great job. I think the our coaching staff, you know, we work for a great guy, and he has us prepared. And I've always said, going into each and every game, that I should always be prepared that if he gets sick or he gets tossed in a game, that I can just step right in and do manage the team. But I thought our staff did a great job of managing the team, managing the game down the stretch, and just have to give the players confidence that, okay, everything's going to be okay, and that we just got to play. And like I tell them, I say, it's not my first rodeo. And things just kind of worked out for us at the end. But we battled. We had guys step up and make plays. Theo hit some free throws. Justin Jackson, we decided not to start him today. And he responded the way you'd like a guy to respond. And he competed. He played hard. He was involved. He got a shot to go. Marcus hits a big three for our team. And, we had a lot of guys make a lot of plays. Kennedy had a big steal on the defensive end of the floor. And so, a lot of guys contributed, and that's what it's about. And I think that was a big part. I think we certainly rallied around the fact that coach was down. And, you got to have somebody to just kind of pick us up. And I think that's what our team did. It wasn't one individual, but our team all contributed and all tried to pick things up with coach out. And I just tried to give them confidence that, fellas, we can do this. You just get stops. You play hard. And I think, we'll be okay. Oh, I didn't know anything else other than after they got him up and they took him off the floor. It wasn't the first time that he's had a vertigo attack or because of a sudden movement, a jerk, and had to go down. And that's why I say I've always told myself that, okay, if something like that happens, then, you got to step right in. It's your job to go in and manage the team, give those kids confidence that we're going to be okay, just do what I say. We're prepared. All we're going to do, and CB and Hubert, they did a great job of just helping me manage things. It's a little different when you sitting over there giving all these suggestions, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the storm, you got to have the answer, so to speak. Man, I was excited about it, but I know I just had to keep our guys playing, to keep their confidence up, and just hopefully we could weather the storm and get closer and closer. And we kept talking about just get stops, and then we'll work on the offensive end as we go. But first of all, we had to get stops in order to get back in the game.
Steve, did you have to alleviate the players' concerns there initially?
Never addressed it one time with them. I just said, he's going to be okay, and let's go. And they know. I mean, they saw him stand up and walk off the floor, so they were aware. And, so they just – the heat of the battle and the game and everything that's going on at that time, you don't have time, especially the guys that were playing that were on the court. I don't think they were over there looking over their shoulder. Then in the back of their mind, maybe, but, action is happening. And, and they got to be focused on what we're doing on the court at that time. And, trying to get stops, trying to get a rebound, chasing Carter around all those screens and, just trying to make plays on the offensive end. I think it was growing. I think we were starting to understand that we had to play with more urgency on the defensive end of the floor. And, we kept getting it close. And then all of a sudden they hit a three or they make another play. And, then when coach went down, they just, human nature. You got to rally. You got two options. You can either just be totally immersed and concerned about his well-being, which I know all of them were, but we also had a game that we had to play. Coach wouldn't want it any other way. He would want our guys to focus on the game and do the job that they're supposed to do. And then at the end of the game, we evaluate everything that's going on with himself. And, we have confidence in our medical staff that they're going to take care of him. And, and so we were able to just play the game. Shake things up. we got to shake things up. Just because lose two games in a row and everything's not hunky-dory. And, we want to shake things up and say, okay, fellas, we have to play better, And I think that was a big thing for us, just trying to shake it up a little bit and just try to get us going. And, we –